Very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Nun Gimel, 53. We're going to start B, page 106. I divided the daf into a few categories because there's a very lot of useful information on today's daf. So I'm going to ask you to start with two lines, which is page 106, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. You'll see there's a Mishnah about a third of the way up. The first word on the line is Yisrael, and then there's a Mishnah.
Up from the Mishnah?
No.
It's the Mishnah.
Oh, at the Mishnah.
Okay, and drop down on the page.
Yes, I got
it. Okay. Mishanital Aron, when the Aron was taken away, Gemara is going to discuss who took it away, but Evan Haysasham, there was a stone there, Mimos Nevi'im Rishonim, that dates back a long way, Ushasiya Haysa Nikres, and it is called Shasiya. The tradition on this stone is that Shasiya means foundation, and it's the foundation of the world, whatever that exactly means. Gavoa Mina Aret Shalosh Etzbaos, it protruded up three fingers, Ve'alea hayanosein, and on it he would place it. What is he placing there? The coals to burn the ketores in the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, because the Bein Habadim location was not there if there was no Aron. So that's the first piece for today. Let's turn back to Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, 53a, pagination 105, on the top line. And now we'll discuss exactly what was done with the ketores onto the fire pan. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. V'nosan es ha-ketores al ha-esh lefnei Hashem. He would put the ketores on the fire in front of Hashem. And if you'll take one quick glance at the line right before this, they warned him as he did this. They warned him that when he did this, Shalotaschil mipanecha, don't start from your part of the fire pan, Shematichove, because then you're going to get burnt. Because once the incense is put in, it's going to flare up. So you start from the far end of the fire pan and bring it towards you. Fine. Back to where we are. What was the thing that we learned now? Shelo yisakin mi bachutz v'yachnis. Don't put the ketores on the fire pan while you're still outside the Kodesh Kadashim and then go in. That you're not allowed to do. You have to make sure to do it like you see there on the second line of the page here, in the middle two words from the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem. Make sure to put the ketores on in front of Hashem by the place of the Aron. Lahotzi milibun shal tzedukim, to remove ourselves from the attitude of the tzedukim. Sheomrim, that they said, yisaki mi bachutz v'yachnis, that you should put the ketores on before you go in and enter with the cloud. And that's incorrect. That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, that you should do it in front of Hashem. Drop down to the last small line on the page. And now that the ketores is on the fire pan, what happened? The cloud went directly up, straight up. It didn't go billows of smoke. It went straight up. And that was accomplished. I know we would like to just say it was a miracle. Maybe it was, I don't know. I mean, but it's attributed to a certain ingredient. And that ingredient, an herb, was called Ma'ale Oshon, which literally means to send the smoke straight up. Presumably, the herb got its name because this is what it was capable of doing. It was a secretive knowledge, which the people who made the ketores would keep in the family, and they didn't disclose it. And the Gemara tells us what it did. Ma'ale Oshon, this herb, hayimetamer va'ola kemakal, it sent the smoke up like a stick, very honorable way, acha megia lishmekora, until it reached the roof of the room. Kevin shegia lishmekora, what does it do? What does the smoke do? Memashmesh v'yored bekoslim, it would force the smoke to start going along the walls, achenetzmalei habayis oshon, until the room was filled with smoke, which is very methodical. It wasn't billows, it was a very methodical, honorable way of doing the ketores. Okay, now we start getting very practical. Drop down to six lines from the bottom, second word. Kishehei niftorim, when people take leave, we're talking about the Kohen as he leaves, we're talking about Levim or Yisraelim who are in the Beis HaMikdash, how do you take leave of someone or something that is holy? Lohoyu machzirim peneim v'holchim, you don't turn around and walk out. Elamitzadidim peneim v'holchim, but rather somewhat like to the side is the description. V'chein tamra nifta me'rabo, and the same thing with a student taking leave of the Rebbe, you walk backwards with great reverence. Lo yachzer pana v'yelech, don't just turn around and walk out. And you'll notice some people actually practice this even in a shul. They're careful not to walk out straight. They walk out backwards, or at the very least, to walk out like with your head over your shoulder, a little bit nostalgic as you're leaving.
Is that lacha maisa though? I mean, is it just more like a minhag?
Yep. It's apparently not binding. I mean, we could try to source, but it's the place that it's binding, look at Amid Beis, is the way we take leave by Shmona Esrei. So we're back on Nin Gimel Amid Beis. I apologize for making your fingers do the walking tonight. But Nun Gimel Amid Beis, just to try to keep this in order of the way we think, as the Kohen is doing the Avoda, first that he put the fire pan on the Evan Shasiya, then he's putting the Ketores on now and not having done it earlier, how he put it on from the part closest to the Aron, so to speak, and then towards him. And now as he's leaving with reverence going backwards. And we learn from that, second wide line towards the top of the page, the first wides, Hamispalel, a person who's davening, Tzorach Shayafsiya Shalosh Pesios La'achorov, you have to take three steps back as you finish your davening of Shmona Esrei, Va'achakach Yiten Shalom, and then you should give Shalom, meaning Osa Shalom Bimromov, you do your final greeting as you're taking leave. Vim lo asar kein, roi lo shalo ispalol. If you don't do that with respect, it's better you shouldn't have davened. Okay. Look at the end of the line. Shen no sein shalom li min. First you give shalom to the right side. Va'achakach l'smol, and then to the left side. And they're quoted psukim. Drop down three lines in the middle of the line. Rava Chazia la Abaye. Rava saw that Abaye was trying to listen to this. Deyav Shalom aliyim minei bereisha. He first did Shalom to his right side. Amalei, and Rava corrected him and said, Misavis li mindi dach. When they said give Shalom to the right side, they didn't mean your right side. Lismol di dach ko amina. It's your left. To have a yamino shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the right of Hashem, whom you are supposed to envision that you are facing. You're taking leave of Hashem. So we said, Osa Shalom Bimromov, to Hashem's right. Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, to Hashem's left. So you're doing your left first, and then your right, because you're trying to do right-left order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. One more thing. The first set of short lines small lines? The last line of that sequence. Or actually, one line up. Kevan sheposa shalosh pisios la'achorav. Once you took your three steps back, hasam iboi le'lemekim, you should stand there. Mashal le'talmid anifta me'rabo. Compared to a Talmud who takes leave of his Rebbe, im choza la'alta, he comes right back. You took leave. There's supposed to be some level of reverence, some... You took leave, you savor it, you contemplate it, you don't just come back. And therefore you're supposed to wait a period of time before you go back. How long do you have to wait? So if you're davening with a tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you should wait until the Shliach Tzibur begins the tefillah, or preferably until he gets to Kedusha, and then go back, because it's proper to say Kedusha in the same place that you davened. If you're davening on your own, you have to wait Kedehiluch Dalet Amos, the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. Mishneh Berurah mentions that sometimes if you're in a rush, a new attitude might apply, that you take your three steps back and you realize the Chazan's ready for Kedusha. Mishneh Berurah says a very interesting ruling, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel, Sif Katan Tes, that Kedusha in the place where you davened is so important that you would not have to wait. You would be allowed to go back for Kedusha. And it's understood you're going back for Kedusha. You're not going back because you're trying to daven a second time. To daven a second time needs a little bit of contemplation, and it could be that that's true. It's a little bit of a debate, even by the Shliach Tzibur himself. It needs a drop of contemplation before he goes back, and that would be Kedehiluch Dalet Amos. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed the journey.